This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Lion City, Singapore last afternoon in the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. He was received by Singapore's Minister of Home Affairs and Law K. Shanmugam. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of his counterpart Lawrence Wong. Speaking to the media person, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both leaders will meet to review the progress of India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange view on regional and global issue of mutual interest. Earlier, India and Brunei signed on MOU for cooperation in operation of telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellite and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate and bilateral ties to enhance partnership to further strengthen deepen relationship in all area of mutual interest. It was decided after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hasnal Bolkiah in Bandar Seri Begawan. In his remark during the talks, the Prime Minister said, Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of bright future for both nations. Mr. Modi also highlighted that India supports Vikaswad developmentalism, not Vistarwad expansionism. A memorandum of settlement was signed among Centre, Tripura government and representative of National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF in New Delhi yesterday. Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister of Tripura, Manik Shah and Senior Official of Home Ministry and Tripura government were present on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said, it is a matter of joy that NLFT and ATTF have given up weapons and joined the mainstream and expressed their commitment towards the development of Tripura. India service sector activity surged to 5-month high in August due to resilient demand and easy inflationary pressure, according to the Service Purchasing Manager Index PMI released yesterday. The index compiled by S&P Global highlighted that PMI number rose to 60.9 in August from 60.3 in July. In contrast, the PMI for manufacturing has shown a downturn as the index dipped to 3-month low of 57.5 in August. The improvement in services has kept the overall composite PMI unchanged from July 60.7. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that centre is closely monitoring ongoing flood situation in Andhra Pradesh. In social media post, Mr. Shah said the government has constituted a central team of experts led by Additional Secretary Disaster Management of Home Ministry of Home Affairs. He said the team will visit the flood-affected areas for on-the-spot assessment of flood management, reservoir management and dam safety issue and make recommendation for immediate relief. Meanwhile, a total of 26 National Disaster Response Force NDRF team have been deployed in flood-affected area of Andhra Pradesh. They are actively engaged in rescue and relief operation in coordination with central and state agencies. The NDRF has rescued 319 people and evacuated around 12,000 in state so far. The relief supplies and medical assistance are being provided to those in need in the flood-hit areas. The Indian Air Force and Indian Navy continuing an assistance to civil administration in flood-impacted areas of Andhra Pradesh in joint operation with 10 helicopters and undertook relief and rescue efforts. The government has planned to promote both Indian alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages globally with target of $1 million in exports revenue over the next few years. The Agriculture and Processed Food Export Development Authority have been working to increase exports of Indian spirits to major foreign destinations. India currently ranks 48th in the world for alcoholic beverages exports. At the Paris Paralympic, archer Harvinder Singh has made history by clinched a gold medal, becoming the first ever India to win a medal in archery across both the Olympics and Paralympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.